Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for the Bradfo Show with Rob Bradford. With Rob Bradford on WEEI. WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Oh man, this is gonna be a tough one. All right, that music you just heard, the title of the track is Devils by Shinedown, correct, Andrew? Correct?
That is correct.
All right, and there is no coincidence that we play that is because it's the current walk-in music for our next guest in the Harbor One Hotline, and that is Red Sox pitcher Zach Kelly. Zach, what's going on?
How are we doing, guys?
Oh, my goodness, so good. I've got to be honest with you. Schreiber's walking music before stunk, so we found him some good ones. That was actually good.
Yeah, I know. If we try to change it, it's gonna have to be a good one.
How long have you had that for?
Like 2 years. Once I switched from a starter to a reliever, I figured I had to have more of a reliever walk up, and that's the one I went with, and I've had it since 21.
Okay. Well, so this is I know that you have you are going out, you have a newborn, correct? And you have a young child, and you have to buy presents. Now everything is flipped from Thanksgiving to the holiday season. Everyone's buying gift. Let us be the first to buy you a gift. And that gift is at least vetting your walk-in music, at least giving you some options. Because, you know, if you've had it for a couple of years, it's good to turn it over once in a while, right? I mean, you got to rethink things.
Yeah, I'm always down for a change.
Okay. I got a good one. It's by Timmy Trumpets. Oh, I know that one might be already taken. Sorry. Is that the best one? So from a player's perspective, Zach Kelly, from a player's perspective, is the Edwin Diaz walk-in music the best that you've ever heard?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely one of the best. Like right now, I think it's the best, but like, I still go back to Rivera with Enter Sandman. That was kind of, kind of on the same level. And then I was a Braves fan growing up. And I don't know what Kimball did in Boston, but when he was in Atlanta, he had Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah,
and they did the whole white thing and with the stadium and the flames, and it was sick.
Can you go through? Do you have? Is this something you guys? Because I don't know if you know this. I've never been a major league relief pitcher. I've never been out in the bullpen. I mean, I never say never, but to this point we haven't. Can you go through all the walk-in musics for your bullpen mates? Do you know them all? Do you guys talk about this? Is this a thing?
Not really, but you kind of catch on. Like, I know Barnes has a cool one, but I don't really know what the name of it is because I don't really listen to that kind of music, but it sounds good. I will say Whitlock gets a lot of smack talk from the guys about his long black train is not a bullpen favorite by a lot of people.
Is that like a country song? Is that a country song?
Yeah, it is. That's why I like it. But I'm one of the few down there.
Yeah, but you, I mean, I think that you caught the spirit of the thing with your song, and we're gonna give you at least one other option. My guy Andrew here at least has one other option for you, but I do want to talk to you before we get to find the new world potentially of a walk in music for you. I do want to get to a couple things in baseball related. One thing that we were just talking about. I had your brother on the podcast this week, Joe Kelly. Yes, your brethren.
Yeah, my brother. How's he doing?
He's doing excellent. He just wrote a book. It's coming out March 14th. I don't know if you know about it. It's going to be a bestseller.
He said he was going to sign one and give it to me.
Well, of course. Listen, I mean, I've already seen the Zach Kelly Fight Club T-shirts circulating through September. So it's I feel like the Kelly family has really, really made its mark. We had the Joe Kelly Holiday Spectacular on the podcast on Thursday, and one of the things that we talked about was recruiting. And we talked about, you know, Aaron Judge. You'd heard about Aaron Judge going out to San Francisco, being recruited, yeah. And you know, Steph Curry and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember when we were doing our podcast, you said that when you become a free agent, that your preference of recruiting would be to have Zdeno Chara call, correct?
Yeah, he'd be a good one.
All right. There we go. As we promised, when you become a free agent, Zdeno Chara, because you're a big hockey guy. Congratulations on that. I don't know if you know that the Bruins are really good this year. So
yeah, they are very good. The Capitals are not very good.
So, but I would say this. This spin it forward. Years from now, it's sort of like a Christmas miracle. Years from now, we look forward to the future. Zach Kelly has entered free agency. He's just had some monster years. He's ready to be wooed by teams. And we make good on the promise, and finally Zdeno Chara makes the call to you. At the end of the day, I have to get your honest opinion. Do you think it matters? Because one of the things we talked about with Joe Kelly, he said he thinks it's outdated. It just makes no difference. And, you know, teams, you know what teams are, so forth and so on. Would it make a difference? Say you're a free agent right now, like a big-name free agent. Would it make a difference for you if they said fly you out and you put your name on the Jumbotron?
No, probably not.
That's good. That's fair.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I mean, it's cool. Like, they, you know, like, teams will go out of the way and do that. But like Joe said, like, at the end of the day, it's like he was saying, like, the money's going to be the same. It's all about, like, you know, what can you do for me that somebody else can't? And so for my family, so on and so forth, stuff like that. He made a good point. I didn't really thought of it like that, but I did read that, and he made a lot of good points.
Yeah, well, that's why he wrote a book, and there's more good points in that book, A Damn Near Perfect Game, coming out March 14th. But that aside, it is like interesting because we as fans think it's the be-all, end-all, Steph Curry, Zdeno Chara calling these guys, but really it comes down to, you know, it's a business. You know, everybody knows what teams are all about, so forth and so on. Okay, so now I'm going to segue to your life as a major leaguer. When you pitched for the Boston Red Sox this year, do you feel like, as you sit here, coming off of this year, do you feel a whole lot different because of the success you had, because of what you figured out in terms of being successful? How do you feel heading into 2023 as a professional pitcher, say, as a guy who was heading into 2022?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's definitely, like, that experience. And I know when I came into spring of 22, it was, like, my first invite to camp and trying to make the team out of camp. And I was just really trying to almost do too much and trying to be so perfect to, like, not having that experience, realizing that I don't have to do that and that, you know, my stuff is good enough to get guys out. And, you know, I've been there before. I've been in a lot of different situations. And so I think that's like a big thing for me coming into 23 and just being able to kind of start from the jump with that mindset versus allowed to do X, Y, and Z to even have a chance. And so I'm looking forward to kind of getting down to Fort Myers whenever the time comes and getting ready to go with that mindset over what I had last year.
I mean, who is, let's be honest, who isn't looking forward to going to Fort Myers? I'm going to be honest. I mean, come on. I mean, where are you? You're down south somewhere, but still.
South Carolina.
Yeah, but it's, so your off season will entail getting ready for spring training. When will you go to spring training?
I think it's like the first or second week of February.
Okay.
I'm not exactly.
But you got to go down earlier. You got to rent a house. You got to, whatever you got to do, what are you got to do? You got to go a little bit earlier. But in the meantime, you also have to play in the, we promised that you could skate at Fenway Park, correct?
Yeah, that was the promise.
That was the promise. So you are a big hockey guy, and you understand the importance of the Bruins being good around here. You are a Washington Capitals fan, correct?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. But if you have you cleared it with your wife that you're going to be able to come up in December to skate at Fenway Park at the rink? Because, you, like you said, you have a little one. It's hard breaking away. Do you have that clearance?
I'm hoping. I still got to work on that. But
it sounds like someone who hasn't broached the subject with his wife.
I'm not going to say I have, but I'm not going to say I haven't.
All right. Well, another thing we talked about in the podcast was the rules. And you were, we had just talked to Matt Strom about this, and he was super pointed. But you had a great perspective of it because you had pitched in the minor leagues about the pitch clock. And one of the things that stuck out for me in what you said, and I've actually parroted this. I think I owe you a few bucks for copyright infringement because I keep taking credit for this take. But you had said, well, listen, innings 7 through 9 in the minors is a whole lot different than innings 7 through 9 in the majors when it comes to this stuff. I mean, this is – so do tell about, like, how that you think that dynamic is going to shape out, especially, like, with the playoffs, by the way. I'm thinking – I'm watching these playoffs. I'm like, this is going to be completely different.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at the postseason from the last month or so and how, you know, just how on the edge of your seat you were towards that those late innings. Like, both these – pretty much all the teams that were, you know, there towards the end were – their bullpens are dominating, and it's like those last 9 outs just mean so much, and it, you know, it takes away kind of from the integrity of it if you're sitting there trying to almost rush through it. Like, I mean, not really rush through it, but it's like, you know, you're trying to hold a guy on and you're trying to hold Kyle Schwarber on, and you got to pay attention to a pitch clock, you know, and all of a sudden he steals second base.
Yeah.
But then it's like, but on a more serious note, it's like, you know, You really do it. Everything just means so much more up there, and especially later in the innings, and, you know, especially in the postseason when, you know, most of the game is being pitched by the bullpen, and you get, like I said, you get into those later innings, and everything means more. The games are a lot closer, and it's not like you don't always get tomorrow in the postseason. So you'd hate to almost like give up a little bit of your performance just to try to kind of, you know, abide by some rules that all of a sudden just kind of got thrown in there without the, you know, without the input of a lot of players. Like, obviously I haven't been in the big leagues for too long, but just kind of talking to some of the guys on the team that have been and that are more involved with the union and stuff like that, it didn't really seem like there was much of a player input. And if there was, it didn't really seem to get noticed too much.
Yeah, I think that was one of the biggest sticking points, is that I think the players, as Strom said, you know, the players really, they didn't felt like they were heard, actually, like the vote was against it. And, you know, one of the other parts about this is you know, throwing over. I mean, you know, you have that dynamic. You have not only the pitch clock, but the limitation of throwing over. And we were seeing this. The Red Sox protected a guy named David Hamilton who stole like 60 bases in the minor leagues. And the reason I think they protect him is because they feel like the stolen base is going to come back. I mean, do you feel like that is going to be an actual thing because of these rules, whether it's a pitch clock or the limitations of throwing it over to first?
Yeah, 100%. Because you got guys coming in just a pinch run. And when they come in to pinch run, you pretty much know for a fact that they're trying to steal second base. And what the one thing I noticed in AAA, that is when guys would pick over, it's almost like the base runners would get an extra half step. And once you picked over that second time, and their lead just kind of changed drastically, because if you throw over there, I mean, even if the slim chance that you do get, it's going to have to be a perfect move or a perfect throw. But, you know, with the rules, if you don't, he automatically gets second base. So it's almost like not even worth running that risk doing that. And so just with the whole, I don't know. I feel like they're kind of interfering with the integrity of the game a little bit. I think it's going to show up a lot more than people think it is. I think it's just almost like they're trying to attract new fans without even realizing what it's going to do to the fans that they already have. And I don't like looking at the numbers from how many people watched the postseason. I don't really feel like baseball is really lacking that much. I feel like the viewership was pretty good, but I don't know.
Listen, Zach, it's all good points, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to steal some of them. I'm going to be parroting this another good round of points. Which
you gave me a free T-shirt, so you can do that.
I mean, basically, a T-shirt goes a long way. I get a lot in exchange for the T-shirts, including by your presence on this show and you calling in, which I always appreciate because once again, I get to tweet out the picture of you taking posing with a T-shirt. Baseballs and boring T-shirt. Speaking of baseballs and boring, last thing we promised, Andrew, you ready to go? You got a suggestion?
I do. I do have a suggestion. Okay, we also want to play the other one that we got.
Oh, right? Okay. You want to hear Schreiber's new song?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got? All right, he's walking in. Okay. He's coming out of the gate. He's walking in. Everyone's got the phone up. They're filming him. All right, it's taking a little too long. Maybe he's literally walking in. I don't know.
Within 5 seconds of the song being on, he's on the mat.
Maybe we're going to fast forward a little bit. Can you fast forward a little bit, Andrew? Maybe we can have the lead in. Ah, there we go. There we go. All right, so that's not bad, right? That's not bad. That's Mud Shovel by Stained. All right, Andrew, what do you got? What do you get for Zach?
So going off of what we've just been playing, I pulled up some Avenged Sevenfold. This is the best I could do on a short notice. But I did fast forward. It's a long intro, so I don't know. Maybe we can get the Red Sox guys to edit some things.
Get rid of the range. Get rid of the intro.
Yeah, so we're just going to go right to the chorus.
Here we go.
Because you want to feel like you're the king when you're walking out there, right? Hail to the king.
It's not bad. What do you think, Zach?
I'd give it like a 7.
That's a 7.
The thing with the reliever walk-up song, because the starter gets their walk-up songs every time, no matter what. The thing with relievers is that sometimes they run the ads in between innings, and so you don't always get where you want it to start and when you want to start it. And so the key to a reliever walk is you got to have a really good intro and like a really good chorus in case it gets to the chorus, you know? There's been times where I get like you get a minute and a half of it. There's also times where you only get 20 seconds of it. And so I almost think the intro is more important than the rest of the song.
I love this. I love that they were breaking down the science of this. We're going
to
have...
There is a science to it.
Oh, absolutely. By the time we get to Fort Myers, we're going to be giving everyone's going to have a walk-in music, and we're going to have it. You put it this way, Zach, the Boston Red Sox. I don't know how good you guys are going to be, but you are going to have the best collection of walk-in music in the American League.
That's got to be worth something.
It's worth something. You know what it's worth? A bunch of T-shirts. All right, Zach. Hey, happy holidays! So good to catch up with you, and I guess I'll see you at Fenway Park on the ice.
Hey, that sounds good, Rob. Thanks for having me. See you guys.
All right. The great Zach Kelly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!